From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. While Republican John McCain was basking in the endorsement of his one-time rival, Mitt Romney, the Democratic candidates were out on the campaign trail today. Hillary Clinton toured a General Motors plant, then outlined an economic platform designed to help the middle class. Her speech came one day after Barack Obama toured a General Motors plant, then outlined his economic platform, also designed to help the middle class. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the two presidential candidates have different tunes, but they're singing from the same hymnal.
In some ways, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are miles apart. It's 497 miles from the GM plant in Janesville, Wisconsin, where Obama spoke yesterday, to the GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, where Clinton spoke today. Once you get beyond the different addresses, though, the two have a lot in common. Both emphasized a need for shared prosperity, and both said that goal's been undermined by tax breaks for big corporations and wealthy special interests.
Tax breaks that are mortgaging our children's future on a mountain of debt. Tax breaks that could have gone into the pockets of the working families who needed them most.
This is money that can go right back in your pockets. This is money we can use to create new jobs.
Clinton and Obama both touched on some of the same policies, tweaking the tax code to favor working families, making health care more affordable, and cracking down on abuses in the home mortgage and credit card industries. University of Chicago economist Austin Goolsbee is an advisor to Obama.
In fairness, both candidates have an emphasis on a lot of the same issues, and in many cases, their programs are both sensible and both quite similar.
Both candidates have called for a major investment in infrastructure on the order of $60 billion over 10 years. Government spending on infrastructure is a twofer, says Goolsbee, because better roads and bridges make the economy run more smoothly and provide a boost for the construction workers who build them.
As a jobs program, infrastructure is quite important, especially when you've seen the big decline in the housing market and the spillover that that has had on the construction industry.
Obama also wants the federal government to invest $150 billion over 10 years in alternative energy programs. He says that would help to combat global warming and promote so-called green jobs. Clinton offered her own green jobs program last year. Her economic advisor, Gene Sperling, says it's a smart strategy.
One of the things we were very proud of is that after she put out her proposal, Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, who's been neutral in this race, nonetheless came out and praised her 5 million job goal.
Obama's green jobs program carries a price tag three times the size of Clinton's. He'd pay for his by auctioning off carbon credits. She'd pay for hers by taxing oil and gas companies. Both candidates have also called for various forms of tax relief for workers. Obama's would cover more people. It would also cost more. After Obama spoke yesterday, Clinton pointed out that both the Infrastructure Bank and the Green Jobs Program were ideas she'd floated months earlier. But her advisor, Sperling, says there are no hard feelings.
There's no monopoly on good ideas. We think that there's lots of ideas that Senator Clinton's put forward that we would encourage Senator Obama to adopt.
Obama counters that Clinton adopted his proposal for tax rebates as part of the economic stimulus. With both Democrats talking about shared prosperity, it's perhaps natural they'd share many of the same ideas. Whatever economic differences there are now between Clinton and Obama, they're sure to be dwarfed by those with Republicans in the general election. Scott Horsley, NPR News.